Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to this edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I am in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, at McDonald's headquarters, right across the street from the McDonald's here in Lawrenceburg. And I'm sitting here with Sherry Kilburn, who's the owner of Lawrenceburg Signs, and I'm also with Leanne Prince, the owner of the location in Ardmore, Alabama. I'm glad to have both of you here joining me today. Welcome to the program, Leanne and Sherry.
Thank you for being here.
Glad to do it. A friend of mine, Jessica Evans, tagged me in a post when she saw the fundraising effort for Cresha. Leanne, you were Cresha's boss through McDonald's and her working for you. And I believe she worked for quite a few years there at the McDonald's in Ardmore.
That's correct. We hired her when she was 16 years old. She's been with us for over 20 years and was just part of our McFamily. Her mother also has worked for us probably for over 30 years. She just, everybody loved her very much. She's a good Christian woman and loved her son. She has left a son behind that she devoted her life to.
Right to this point, she's been working at McDonald's. Now here we are, she's gone. She has a son, and there are some things that need to be taken care of for the family. And you asked a friend of yours, Sherry Kilburn, to step in and try to help because of her talent, obviously, with the artwork for the T-shirt. Tell us about when you heard the news and then bringing Sherry into the mix to try to help this family with funeral expenses for Cresha.
Everyone was just devastated when we heard the news and wanted to do something to help. We knew with her being a single parent that, you know, there were going to be funeral expenses and then expenses for her son. So we just started throwing around the idea of getting a T-shirt, and then I thought about Sherry, and I sent her a text, and within minutes, she had designed that beautiful shirt and sent Carol and Christy and Miss Bush all pictures of it because she had done a couple of different ones, and it just all came together.
And you said the McFamily, and I like that. Somebody who's worked there for 20 years and then has a mother who's been a part of your McDonald's family for 30, the relationship that you have goes beyond the business environment. It goes into a personal level where you are friends. And when something like this happens, this tragedy where she lost her life, we have an opportunity in those moments to say, I care about this individual, I care about their family and what's going to happen moving forward, therefore I'm going to be there and try to help. And that's what you did. And Sherry, as you said, she had a great design on the T-shirt. And as a business owner, there are opportunities that we can give back to the community. And when Leanne came to you about Cresha and this situation, how long did it take you to come up with the artwork?
I knew she was in a crunch, and I worked good under stress, I guess, and I did everything I could to help her out.
At the same time, you knew what this was for. You knew the purpose, and so you worked quickly because it was important. You ordered T-shirts, and then you've got 150 more that you're ordering now?
Today.
Because of demand for the T-shirt.
That's correct. Everybody is... came up with the idea at the store. They wanted to paint the town purple. Purple was Lucretia's favorite shirt. And then we also wanted to talk about domestic violence and hope that this would kind of get the word out and maybe help somebody else too.
There are a lot of things that this family is going to have to go through and the challenges they're going to have to go through. But it does help to have friends like you, Leanne, and friends like you, Sherry, who step up and say, we're going to take a little bit of that burden off of them if we can. You can't fix the problem. You can't bring the person back. But the things that we can do help the family to know that we're here to rally around you and support you. How has the family responded to your helping them, Leanne?
They've been very appreciative. Cindy, we call her Squeaky, that's Cresha's mom, is just a precious, precious woman. And she's just mainly focusing on Cresha's son, Savion. He just, I think, turned 13 years old and be in the eighth grade this year. And so that's her real focus right now is just being there for him. And then I think she has a brother and a large family that all loved and cared about her tremendously.
We have to look at the people who are here, and we have to think about moving forward. And if you've got a 13-year-old, it's prime of his life right now at 13 years old to choose a path for his life. If people can rally around Savion and be a good example for him and show that we care about his mom, we care about his grandmother, we care about the circumstances they're facing, and be there to support him, we've got somebody who goes on to help other people in the future. If there are ways that we can help him and his grandmother as well, we want to try to do that too. Obviously, you've spoken to her, and she's taking a break right now, I'm sure, to try to be able to pull all this together.
They love Lucretia so dearly, and Lucretia was the heart of the family. She kind of took care of everybody, and now everybody's having to take care of specific needs. I know that Cindy just had to have a kidney transplant and also has had surgery on her shoulder. So she already has tremendous medical bills on top of everything. So it's just, you know, we just want to help them any way we can.
So we've got a 13-year-old. We've got a grandmother who's had a kidney transplant. A lot of challenges facing them, not just under these circumstances with Crecia's death. Now, Sherry, when you heard about the situation, what was going on as a business owner, you have opportunities to help people, to give back to the community, so to speak, and there are opportunities to do that. How did you feel about helping Crecia and her family with this t-shirt effort? You have obviously the talent and the skill to do it, to be able to put your talent and skill to use in this way.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I was so glad that she reached out to me, and I love to help other fundraisers and things like that I've done in the past, and I was excited to be able to help her in any way I could.
Right now, we are talking to Sherry Kilburn and Leanne Prince. Sherry Kilburn owns Lawrenceburg Signs, and then Leanne Prince is the owner, along with her husband, the owners of the McDonald's in Ardmore. I was a police officer in Ardmore, Tennessee and Alabama for about 5 months back in 2017. And this segment is about Crecia Somerville. And she was the victim of domestic violence. She passed away. And now here the family is with funeral home expenses. These two ladies, Leanne and Sherry, along with others, are trying to help the family take the burden off of them. Cindy, her mom, has worked for McDonald's for 30 years, and Crecia had worked for 20 years, a very long time. And you think about the relationships that are developed in that amount of time, and now suddenly you've got this loss of a loved one, and now Crecia's gone. And we've talked about Savion, her 13-year-old child, who now will have to go without his mom. We want to try to share ways that you can help. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this and how you can help this family. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna Fleet Program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, heroes just the same.
We are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I'm with Leanne Prince and Sherry Kilburn. Sherry is the owner of Lawrenceburg Signs, and Leanne Prince is the owner-operator of McDonald's in Ardmore. And we've been talking about Cretia Somerville. She worked for McDonald's for 20 years. Her mom's worked for McDonald's for 30. Cretia was the victim of domestic violence, and she lost her life in the process. It's caused people to come together to rally around the family, but to also bring awareness to domestic violence. If you're out there in a domestic violence situation, we want you to get help. You have to find ways to try to protect yourself. The deed is done. Now it's time to try to help the family. The family has funeral expenses to pay. Leanne and Sherry both have come on board to help this family. Leanne was Cretia's boss, and she went to Sherry and said, hey, can we put up a design for a t-shirt? Sherry, within a few minutes, had a design for the t-shirt, and they have had a lot of people have interest in these t-shirts. The community wants to color the town purple to bring awareness to domestic violence, and I'd like to welcome Leanne Prince and Sherry Kilburn back to the Mark White Show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now we're in the part where we can talk about how people can help this family. I know there's several things that are going on. We have the funeral, which will come up on Sunday, and we'll talk about that. There are ways people can get a t-shirt themselves. Let's talk about those things so that people can help.
We have got shirts that are going to be ready, and they will be available at McDonald's of Ardmore. April Zeitner Robinson, our store manager, has been instrumental in helping getting all the information together, and she's going to be in charge of... She's got a list already, but if you'd like a shirt, you can get in touch with her. We'll also have some shirts available at the McDonald's office in Lawrenceburg. So that's the two places we'll have them.
And her funeral is coming up on Sunday. Let's talk about the arrangements for people who may be interested in being a part of a visitation and the funeral service itself.
The funeral's going to be at Pine Grove Baptist Church on Sunday. I think visitation will be at 12 and the funeral will be at 1.
It's a difficult situation because we talked about how long you knew Cretia and knowing her mom Cindy and then the ties that you have with the family. You do have an opportunity to be a voice for Cretia because she no longer has a voice when it comes to domestic violence. And we talked about bringing awareness in the community by having the color purple across the town. But share your thoughts on domestic violence and maybe some ways that you would hope that somebody might get some help, because now Cretia can't, it's too late. But for somebody that's maybe in a situation right now.
It's a tough situation to be in, because I know Lucretia tried her best to have a safe and happy life for her son. And she did everything that she knew to do. You know, she made family and friends aware of the situation. She got, you know, she did everything that she could do. It's just, you know, I really don't have an answer. It's something I think as a community that we could all get together and try to come up with some better solutions. But I know that Lucretia, to the very end, did everything in her power to save herself and her son.
If you're out there in a domestic violence situation and you're needing help, what technologies out there, how can you be assisted
one of the things that Sherry has brought up here, we're talking about Aspire News App. That's A-S-P-I-R-E, Aspire News App. I believe this was created through Robin McGraw, Phil McGraw's wife, and that's an app that you can look up. It's secret and anonymous. Actually, Sherry knew a little more about it. Tell me a little bit about what you know of it, Sherry.
I just know that it's an icon on your phone that is sort of looks like every other icon, and you're the only one that knows how to use it. And when you pre-program it to tell your location, it can be programmed, I think, to call the police or call three friends and tell them you're in trouble.
And Leanne, the day that Crecia passed away, even on your phone, you were able to see where at least the phone was at. But let's talk about Find My Friends.
There's an app called Find My Friends that you can share your locations with people that are close to you. And you just add the app and then ask your loved ones to add you on the app. And they can see where you are at any time down to the exact building.
Those are really good tips, and I appreciate both of those, Aspire News App as well as Find My Friends. Check those out when you're in a place that you can do that. And then also tell your friends. Maybe there's some things that I can look into as we move forward that I can share with you on the show as well to try to help. We've done shows about domestic violence before, but maybe we can get some more information to get more help to more people, because we just don't want this type of event to occur if we can keep from it. Our prayers are with Crecia's family at this time as they struggle through this. And a lot of people have a lot of questions. What should I have done? What could I have done? The fact is you have to move forward from this point. And you've got a 13-year-old, and you've got his grandmother still living, and people who love that family. And we want to try to help them moving forward. So don't doubt yourself. Don't question yourself. But look into some ways that you may can help. And if you find a way, share it with other people and let them know. I appreciate both of those suggestions. In domestic violence situations, a lot of times the person who's the victim has been shut off from the world. They don't feel connected with people. That's the intention of the person who's the offender. They don't want them to feel that there's anybody who cares about them, that there's nobody out there to help. And they create a false reality that they want to create to maintain control and keep control of an individual. And I want you to know, if you're listening right now and you're involved in a domestic violence situation, that you are not, in fact, alone, that the person who is controlling you really has no control over you except in your mind right now, and that you can break away, that you can find help, and there are people who are going to help you. Don't think that you are confined to a cage and that there's a lock that can never be unlocked, because there are people out there who want to help. You just need to reach out and let them know, because nobody should suffer at the hand of another hand of violence. Domestic violence gets progressively worse, and unfortunately, there are people whose lives are taken in this process, because it doesn't get better, it gets worse. But I want to encourage people right now, go to First National Bank in Ardmore, and you can contribute to this fund.
It's in Cindy Searle's name.
Okay.
And there's also the First National Bank in Pulaski, too. April helped set it up. If you have any questions, you could probably call April, the store manager at McDonald's of Ardmore, or you could also go by First National Bank, and they should have the information. But it's set up in Cindy Searle's name.
And so if you're interested in helping at First National Bank, just let them know that you're interested in helping through Cindy Searle for Crecia Somerville to help that family. And then if you have further questions, you can call April Robinson there at the McDonald's. She's the store manager. Do we have a number for her, Leanne, that we can give out?
256-423-3663. You can also call our office. It's 931-762-3400.
We want people to go to the Facebook fundraiser that April Robinson has set up. It's through a Facebook page there, but they can donate on that, and it's Crecia's Expenses for Her Son, set up by April Zeitner Robinson. The Facebook is facebook.com/donate/358-336-944-84-5584. That is going to lead you to the fundraiser for Crecia. I will post it on the Mark White Show Facebook page as well, so it'll be easy to find. We want to try to help this family. You can call April at the McDonald's location if you have any questions. And we'd love to be able to help this family as much as we can through the Mark White Show. Sherry, I want to thank you for being a business owner who's willing to help with your talents and your abilities. So thank you for doing that for Cresha and her family. I know that means a lot. And thank you, Leanne, for being a good boss. You care about your employees. You care about Cindy. You cared about Cresha. You care about the son, Savion, 13 years old. He's going to need a lot of support and help. And I hope that people will come together for that. And let's talk about domestic violence, and let's talk about coming together as a community to try to help situations like this from happening. But thank you both for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see what's wrong,